Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today. So expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. And that's exactly what's going to happen today. Thank you for adding us to your morning routine. I'm so grateful. I'm so glad that you're streaming today, whether you're streaming on TuVu or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, or YouTube or the Faith Plus app. Thank you for joining me today. Now, we start Faith in the Morning all the time with our Faith in the Morning Confession. You can find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or the description social media. It's so important that we start our days by saying what God says about us. One, it reminds us of what God says. Two, it encourages us and inspires us to live that out. Three, it helps us release our faith. One of the things you always need to remember is that your life follows your words. So you might as well speak the words of God so that you can direct your attention and your life to follow what God has said. Amen. So let's say these things about us. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me. So I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. This is going to be a great week for you. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. So go ahead and say out loud, put it in the chat, say, this is going to be a great week for me. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, this is going to be a great week for me. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, this is going to be a great week for me. Yes, it is. So to Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to start with verse 15. I'm going to read today from the Amplified Classic Edition. It says, look carefully then how you walk. Live purposely and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. Now, I want to read you it from the New Living Translation. It says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Yesterday at Faith, I shared an important message explaining how God has set you up this week. And this week, you must pray for two things. This week, you must pray for two things. So go ahead, say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, this week, I must pray for two things. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, this week, I must pray for two things. And if you missed yesterday's message, I encourage you to listen to it. You'll find a link in the show notes in the description on social media. Make sure you listen to that message. It's going to encourage you because God has set you up for a wonderful future. But in order to embark on that future, you need to pray for these two things, open doors and favor. In order to embark on the wonderful future that God has set you up for, you need to pray for open doors and favor. Go ahead, say out loud, put in the chat, say open doors and favor. And so I began to cover this topic a little bit yesterday in the message. And in today's newsletter, we'll share even more. And all this week through the newsletter, through the midweek message on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as through the podcast this week, we're going to talk more and more about open doors and favor because it's vitally important for you, so you can go to where God wants you to go. And these things aren't just automatic. So, well, it's going to happen if God wants it to. No. Because one of the things we'll talk about in today's newsletter is that God had Paul tell the church at Colossae, pray for open doors. Now, if open doors are automatic, Paul wouldn't have told the church to pray for open doors. No, open doors must be prayed for. Say out loud, put it in the chat. This is going to ring it home for someone right now. Open doors or must be prayed for. Now, as we share in today's newsletter, as we shared yesterday in the message, open doors are opportunities. And so we see here in Ephesians, New Living Translation, verse 16, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Now, we hear a lot of people talking about evil days, whether it's people talking about the end times, whether it's people talking about what's on the news, whether it's people talking about everything that goes on in the nation, in different nations where people are watching right now. They say, oh, these are some evil days. These are some troublesome days. And I'm not denying it. There are evil things and troublesome things happening all around the world. But what are we supposed to do in evil days? What does the scripture command us to do? Make the most of every opportunity. Now, if you really believe that days are evil, then you must make the most of every opportunity God brings your way. So how do you do that? You're praying for opportunities. And when God brings opportunities your way, you take advantage of those opportunities. I shared about this yesterday and I reminded myself this morning when I woke up, get your eyes off the opposition and get your eyes on the opportunity, because sometimes we'll miss the opportunities God brings our way because we're always looking at opposing circumstances. We miss the opportunity to have a great week because we're looking at all the things we have to deal with, all the drama that's surrounding us. Get your eyes off the opposition. Get your eyes off of the opposing circumstance. Get your eyes on the opportunity and take advantage of the opportunity God is bringing your way. God is going to bring opportunities your way this week. God is going to grant you favor this week, but you're going to have to take advantage of the opportunities God brings your way. We're running out of time, and you can tell there's so much more I want to share about this topic. So make sure you stream Faith in the Morning all week long. Read the newsletter all week long. Listen to yesterday's message. And here's one thing I asked everybody yesterday, and people are already praying this for you. Yes, you right now. I asked them yesterday, I said, pray for open doors and favor, not just for yourselves, not just for me, but also for this entire Faith family and this Faith in the Morning community. Pray for open doors and favor for yourself, yes you, but also pray for everybody who's listening to this podcast, reading this newsletter, and is a part of this wonderful faith family. Did you know, I'll get into it maybe next week and share more data about it, there are thousands of us who gather every single morning for Faith in the Morning. Well, Pastor, how'd you even get to that point? Open doors and favor. I shared a little bit about it in our message yesterday. I'll share more in the weeks to come. But today, pray for open doors and favor for yourself, for your family, for this wonderful faith family, all those who are reading the newsletter and streaming the podcast. And when God brings opportunities your way, make sure you take advantage of it. If you truly believe that the days are evil, then it's the divine command that you make the most of every opportunity God brings your way. We're out of time. I love you so much. So before we go, say out loud, say, I have open doors and favor. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, I have open doors and favor. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat before we go. Say, I have open doors and favor. I love you so much. I'm praying for you. And this week, you're going to experience unprecedented favor and open doors. I'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. Go ahead and subscribe and share so other people can be encouraged by what we're sharing today. God bless.